citizens of the East African nation of Rwanda, which the world knows largely because of the 1994 Rwanda genocide, in which up to 1 million Rwandans died, face ongoing political repression and what many describe as perilous social tension on the anniversary of last year's presidential election, which few viewed as free or fair. KPFA's Ann Garrison has more.
August 9th marked the anniversary of Rwandan President Paul Kagame's re-election with 93% of the vote. Here's what St. John's Law School Professor Charles Kambanda, a former member of Kagame's ruling Rwandan Patriotic Front Party, told Pacifica Radio last year when it was announced that election observers would travel to Rwanda from the U.S. and the U.K., the dominant Western powers in the region.
We're not talking about the election day. We're not talking about a few hours after elections or before elections. We are looking at the entire socio-political environment before, during, and after the elections. Anybody who has been following developments in Rwanda knows that it is impossible to have free and fair elections. So why do people still think of going there to observe elections? Which elections are they going to observe? There is nothing to be observed because what we have is a one-man show. What we have is a situation where they have created the so-called opposition. RPF has kicked out all the potential political opposition leaders. They are either in prison or they are already dead or in exile.
Opposition leader Victoire Ingabire Mahosa, who was under house arrest in Kigali at the time, was imprisoned on October 14th and remains behind bars, charged with terrorism and genocide ideology, which means challenging President Paul Kagame, the Rwandan government, or the official version of the 1994 Rwanda genocide. Opposition leader Bernard Ntaganda, who was arrested on June 24th last year, also remains behind bars, sentenced to 4 years for organizing an illegal gathering, threatening state security, and inciting ethnic divisions. Although he told Pacifica Radio last year that the tension in Rwanda is no longer between Hutu and Tutsi, but between rich and poor.
The problem is not Tutsi, the problem is that Hutu, the problem is a small group of people, a small group of people who have between their hands the power, all power, government power. They have the wealth, and you have the majority of Rwandans who are very poor.
Others say that ethnic tensions still smolder in Rwanda and could erupt again at any time, and or that tension within the Tutsi elite itself, including those in power and those in exile, could ultimately lead to another Rwandan catastrophe. Rwandan-American research scientist and activist Jean Manararora told KPFA, as others have, that Rwanda is indeed in a perilous state.
There is no telling just how it could happen, only that people pushed to such extremes are likely to react sooner or later in desperation. I think that the international powers with interest in the region realize what a perilous state Rwanda is in, and I think they are still trying to figure out what to do about it.
Manararora is part of the international effort to free imprisoned leader Victoire Ingabire Mahosa and advance human rights in Rwanda. For Pacifica, KPFA, and Afrobeat Radio, I'm Ann Garrison.